Lesson 55, Luke 17. Introduction. Jesus taught his disciples about the need to forgive others. Afterward, the apostles asked Jesus to increase their faith. In response, the Savior taught them the parable of the unprofitable servant. Later, Jesus healed 10 lepers, but only one returned to give thanks. The Savior was confronted by Pharisees, and he taught about the coming forth of the kingdom of God. Note: focus on helping students fulfill their role. As you prepare each lesson, stay focused on your students' role in the classroom and not just on what you will do in class. Rather than merely asking, "What will I do in class today?" or "What will I teach my students?" you should also approach lesson preparation by thinking, "What will my students do in class today? How will I help my students discover what they need to know?" Suggestions for teaching. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 10. The apostles ask Jesus to increase their faith. Invite students to think of specific situations that may require them to exercise faith, such as seeking a priesthood blessing, paying tithing, or giving a talk or lesson at church. Invite a few students to report what they thought of or list their responses on the board. Ask students to silently ponder the following questions. Have you ever wanted to have greater faith? If so, what experiences have made you feel this way? Invite students to look for principles as they study Luke 17 that can help them increase their faith. Summarize Luke 17, 1 through 2, by explaining that the Savior warned that those who lead others astray or persuade them to sin will be held accountable. Invite students to read Luke 17, 3 through 4 silently, looking for a commandment the Savior gave his disciples that might require faith. According to verse 3, what did Jesus command his disciples to do if someone wronged them? According to verse 4, how often were the disciples to forgive? Consider explaining that the Savior's answer is a way of saying we should forgive no matter how many times we are wronged by someone who has repented. Why might it be difficult to forgive someone who has repeatedly wronged you? Invite a student to read Luke 17:5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the apostles desired from the Savior after he told the disciples to forgive those who offend them. What did the apostles desire from the Savior? You may want to invite students to mark the phrase, "increase our faith," in the Scriptures. How might seeking greater faith in the Lord help the apostles obey the commandment to forgive others? Summarize Luke 17:6 by explaining that the Savior then taught his apostles that faith, the size of a tiny mustard seed, can produce miracles. To help the apostles know how to increase their faith, Jesus then gave a parable describing the relationship of a master and a servant. Write the following incomplete statement on the board: "Our faith will increase as we blank." Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 17:7 through 10. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what a master expected of his servant. What did the master expect of his servant? Explain that in biblical times, a master provided all the necessities of life to his servant as the servant faithfully fulfilled his expected duties. Because of this, there was no need for the master to give special thanks to his servant or to feel indebted to him for performing his duties. How is our Heavenly Father like the master in this parable? What does he expect of us? To do all those things which are commanded us. See verse 10. Add to the statement on the board so that it reads, "Our faith will increase as we strive to do all that Heavenly Father commands." To help students see what else can increase their faith, ask, according to verse 10, what should servants say after keeping their master's commandments? What does it mean to be unprofitable servants? It means that no matter how well people keep the commandments, they are always indebted to God. Why are we always indebted to Heavenly Father, even when we are obedient and living righteously? Because Heavenly Father always blesses us, we can never repay Him. See also Messiah 2, 20-26. Complete the statement on the board so that it conveys the following principle. Our faith will increase as we strive to do all that Heavenly Father commands, and as we remember that we are always indebted to Him. You may want to encourage students to write this principle in their scriptures. How does striving to do all that Heavenly Father commands increase our faith? Invite students to ponder a time when they kept the commandments or obediently performed their duty and felt an increase of faith as a result. Invite them to record their thoughts in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. After sufficient time, invite students to share with another student what they wrote. Invite a few students to share their thoughts with the class. Luke 17:11-19. Jesus cleanses 10 lepers. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. During biblical times, it would have been a great challenge to suffer from leprosy because blank. Help students review what they know about leprosy by asking them to tell the class how they would complete the statement. For example, students may mention that leprosy could lead to disfiguration and death. The lepers were separated from the rest of society to protect the health of others, and that they were required to call out unclean to warn anyone approaching them. See also Bible Dictionary, leper. Invite a student to read Luke 17:11-12 aloud. Ask the class to look for whom Jesus encountered as he stopped at a village while traveling toward Jerusalem. Invite students to report what they find. If you were one of those lepers, what feelings might you have had when you saw Jesus? Ask a student to read Luke 17:13-14 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what the lepers said to the Savior and what His response to them was. What did the lepers ask of Jesus? What did Jesus instruct them to do? Explain that the law of Moses prescribed that lepers show themselves to the priests after they had recovered, in order to be admitted back into society. See Leviticus 14. What happened as the lepers went? What principle can we learn from verse 14 concerning what we must do to receive the Lord's blessings? Students should identify a truth similar to the following. We receive the Lord's blessings as we do what He has instructed us to do. Ask students to consider what it would have been like to be one of the lepers who were cleansed. What do you think you would have done once you realized you had been cleansed of leprosy? Invite students to take turns reading aloud from Luke 17:15-19. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how one of the lepers reacted differently from the others. What did the Samaritan leper do that indicated his gratitude toward the Savior? Why might Luke have mentioned that the grateful leper was a Samaritan, someone who most of the Jews would have looked down upon? Why does this detail add to our understanding of this account? What truth can we learn from the leper who returned to give thanks to the Lord? Students should identify a truth similar to the following. It is important to express gratitude for the blessings we receive. Why is it important to express our gratitude to God for the blessings we receive? How might we sometimes be like the 9 lepers? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "My brothers and sisters, do we remember to give thanks for the blessings we receive? Sincerely giving thanks not only helps us recognize our blessings, but it also unlocks the doors of heaven and helps us feel God's love." End quote. From The Divine Gift of Gratitude, Ensign Orleona, November 2010. According to verse 19, what did the Savior say had happened to this leper because of his actions? He was made whole. In what ways might giving thanks to the Lord for our blessings help us to be made whole? invite students to record in their scripture study journals specific blessings from Heavenly Father that they are grateful for. Invite them to write how they can live in gratitude for these blessings. Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 37. Jesus teaches concerning the coming of the kingdom of God. Summarize Luke 17, 20 through 37 by explaining that Jesus taught about his second coming. Note, similar teachings were treated in the lesson material for Matthew 24 and Joseph Smith, Matthew. You may want to conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths identified in this lesson. Invite students to apply these truths in their lives. Scripture Mastery Review. This activity can be used to help students memorize a Scripture Mastery passage. Divide the class into groups of four or five. Give each student a six-sided die and a pencil. If dice are not available, you could place six small pieces of paper numbered 1 to 6 in an envelope or another container. Each student will also need a blank piece of paper. Ask each group of students to sit closely around a table or in a circle. Invite them to open their scriptures to the Scripture Mastery passage you would like them to memorize. Explain that the object of this activity is to be the first person in the group to write out the passage in its entirety. However, students must use the one pencil given to each group. A person qualifies to use the pencil by rolling a 1 on the die, or selecting a piece of paper numbered 1. Invite members of each group to take turns rolling the die, or taking a piece of paper and then returning it. When a person rolls a 1, that person takes the pencil and begins writing the words of the verse on his or her paper, saying each word aloud. Meanwhile, the others in the group take turns rolling the die. When another student in the group rolls a 1, that person takes the pencil from the previous writer and begins writing the verse on his or her paper while saying the words. The previous writer joins the rest of the group in rolling the die. When students qualify for the pencil and have already written a portion of the verse, they must read that portion aloud before writing more of the verse. This provides the repetition that will help students memorize the verse. The activity concludes when a student from each group has written the Scripture Mastery passage in its entirety. Ask the class to repeat the verse in unison after the activity.